1.1 sense basis, contemplative wisdom and daily mindfulness. This one is very useful. The six internal sense bases are our five physical sense bases plus our one mind base. So 5 plus 1 is 6. And the six external sense bases are their respective six sense data or sense door object. Like color, shape, and form for the eye, vibration, or sound, or music, or noise, etc., for our ear. Then similarly for our other senses, they have their sense data. Then upon contact of mind, their respective sense or consciousness come to be, and just like the physics experiment of the light bulb, the battery, and the switch. Upon contact, the light bulb lights up naturally through nature's law. So in the same way our senses operate, our sense door consciousness is also naturally conditioned arising. That is, upon contact of mind with their respective sense bases, the sense object, their respective sense door consciousness comes to be. It's just that light bulb lights up. Take for example our seeing consciousness. When we see something, means our mind, our attention is at the eye organ. That's why you make contact with the eye. So from there the sense data come in, color, shape, and form. Then upon contact you become conscious of what you see. That conscious of what you see is like the light bulb light up, like your mind become conscious of what you see. That's why our mind, the mundane mind, is very special. It has this ability to be conscious of what you see, conscious of what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So these are the sense bases together with the mind. It trigger off the six type of sense door consciousness, and this is how you know the world. Without the sense door consciousness, without mind, you cannot know the world, and this is also how you interact with the world. So all of consciousness, that's why our phenomenal world is a world of consciousness. Without the seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness, there is no life. There is nothing. You don't exist. But the moment the form and mind arise, when it has the ability to create sense door consciousness, then it's like a miracle. The human being, the five aggregate of form and mind, is like animated. Then we can know the world, we can interact with the world. That's how we arise. That's how we function as a human being. So all this, when you develop the ability to be mindful, to meditate, you will understand. You will see all this very clearly. That's the reason why I always say you will start to understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. Then you start to experience all of the essential Dhamma that the Buddha spoke about. And you will see how they come and how they arise, sustain itself and cease. Means how all this mind state function. They follow certain spiritual law, especially the law of dependent origination, dwelling, paticca sammuppada. That's why when you are mindful, heedful, when you are able to witness and observe all this arising and passing away, then you start to understand the Buddha's teaching very deeply. That's the reason why he said everything is condition arising, dependent originating, condition arising. So if everything within the condition world has such characteristic, then the three universal characteristics that he teach can be understood very easily. That's why you can awaken to it straight away. If everything also follow that nature's law of dependent origination. Without condition, nothing arises. When condition arise, things arise. Means everything that arise is in a state of flux, dependent originating, condition arising. So you can see this with your mindfulness, with your sati, with your heedfulness, the silent mind, that you will understand what impermanent is. Because without condition, nothing arises. When condition arises, everything comes to be. And what is condition? Condition means they are always in a state of flux, never fixed, never unchanging. Your condition will flow. Condition will manifest and continue. Because causes and conditions are set up all the time. Well, we are not the only human being in this universe. There are a lot of non-humans too. Human already almost 7 billion. The non-human is a lot more. Then there are also other causes and conditions. The physical law, the biological law, and all of phenomena of nature. And the various forces of nature. The energy, the gravity, the electromagnetic forces, they all interact. And all these set up conditions for our phenomenal world, condition arising world to manifest. That's why it's in a state of flux, constantly arising and passing away. That's why my teacher say, mighty nature rolling by, following nature's law. It continues to operate. So if we have mindfulness, heedfulness, awareness, and our mind is silent, we can see all this. And the moment we see all this, we will awaken. We will insight into phenomena. That's why you will realize impermanent, anicchang, very clearly. Where everything is in a state of flux, moving, constantly evolving, flowing. Nothing is static. You look at your own form and mind. Everything within your own form and mind, from the heartbeat, the pulse of life, to your breath, your whatever feeling, perception, come and go in a state of flux. Even your consciousness, even all the vibration within your physical body, the flow of blood, the senses, the cells, they are in constant activity, vibration, movement, following nature's law. That's why you will sense that the whole conditioned world is just phenomena arising and passing away non-stop. So the moment you understand impermanent, then you will understand everything that arises dependent on condition is definitely not a permanent unchanging entity. Because when condition change, it change. When condition cease to be, it cease. So how can such a thing be a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling on to, hold on to, grasp on to, and say, this is self, this is me. And because this is real, this is me, all this can be mine. There is no such thing. Within the conditional, there is no such thing. That's why when you silence your mind with the mindfulness, with the heedfulness and the awareness within, when you are able to develop the continuity of mindfulness, when you have heedfulness, means you are constantly meditative, ever mindful, then you will insight into phenomena. You will understand what anicchang is, where you see everything arising and passing away, dependent originating condition arising. And this is not a knowledge. This is an awakening, an insight that the silent mind awakened to. It just realizes it because it keeps on seeing all this. How the mundane mind arises from our self nature. And how when that one arises, according to the Buddha's teaching, That is the creator. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is you. When mind arises, everything arises. Consciousness arises. And because we have our senses, it triggers off the sixth sense, created the phenomenal world of form, phenomenal world of consciousness. That's how we know the world. That's how we interact with the world. That's how the condition arising world manifests. From mind, it arises. That's why we have to return all this creation back to the mundane mind, which is consciousness itself. Then when you are able to do that, then the phenomenal world of form, they will cease to have power over you, where you know it's created from your consciousness, your senses. The perception is the one, sanya, aggregate of mind, that brings the external form into the mind. So a lot of people don't have this understanding.